That means time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, or every weekday at this time anyway, to give you some spiritual nourishment, to get your day started right, get you grounded in God's Word. And joining us, back in with us, a veteran of the Morning Munch, Pastor Gary Wackleras. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great.
Well, we're glad to have you in with us, and we're going to turn things over and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right, thanks. I am a favorite fan of John Ortberg, and he wrote a book called It All Goes Back in the Box When the Game's Over. And I want to just read just a little bit from some chapters this week and share that with you. So chapter 6 is resign as master of the board. I've learned a long time ago that we don't have control over anything. We just think we do. But here's what he said. It says, it came to pass that the most powerful man in the world sat on a throne in Rome. He was devoted to acquiring and to extending his control. The world had never seen anything like it. His holdings stretched from north of England to south to Africa, east to Asia, and covered more than 3 million square miles, more territory than the mainland United States. And he had hotels, just like the game Monopoly, on all his properties. This man literally ruled the known world. He ruled the rulers. He was the king of kings. His control was so unchallenged that the world was in the midst of what they call Pax Romana, Peace of Rome. Of course, not everyone wanted to be ruled by Rome, but his army was so strong, no one could challenge it. He was very dangerous to his enemies. When that man was 16, the Roman orator Cicero said of him, "Octavian is a talented young man who should be praised, honored, and eliminated." But one by one, he eliminated all his rivals until eventually he was named by the Senate Caesar Augustus. We still talk about an august person, someone whose status is grand and majestic. His government built statues of him to venerate, and by the end of his life, people were worshiping him, calling him Savior and Lord. Ever have that happen to you? Come into work, go to your cubicle, have coworkers bow down? Not worthy, not worthy, Caesar did. At one point, he had a standing army of 500,000 soldiers that took a lot of money. And Caesar was a smart man, and we're told by an ancient historian that one day Caesar had an idea of how to pay his many soldiers. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, and all the world should be taxed. Caesar at this time was around 60 years old. Perhaps no human being before or after ever held so much control over so much of the world and so tightly for so long. There went out a decree. He just lifted his finger, and the whole world scrambled to obey. Yet, Luke, the historian and gospel writer, says, watch what happens now. Now things start to get interesting. Author Tom Wright puts it like this. This man, this king, this absolute monarch, lifts his finger in Rome, and 1,500 miles away in an obscure province, a poverty-stricken couple undertake a hazardous journey at the whim of a king. Notice the result. A child is born in a little town that, oh, by the way, just happens to be the one mentioned in an ancient Hebrew prophecy about the coming of the Messiah. God works his will even through pagan rulers. The ancient prophecy said that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, but Joseph and Mary didn't live in Bethlehem. They never would have even gone there, except it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus. Why did it come to pass? Well, Caesar would have told you that it was because of him. Caesar made a call. Caesar was in control. But Luke raises a question. What king is at work here? Whose will is actually being done? Who is the real master of the board? This account is really the tale of two cities. Rome is the site of one kind of kingdom, peace and glory. Bethlehem is a kingdom of another kind. Money, soldiers, palaces, titles, boardwalk and park place are all in Rome. Bethlehem was all stables and mangers and donkeys and shepherds. But the angels weren't singing in Rome. They were singing in Bethlehem. Caesar thought his throne in Rome was as secure as a throne could be, but the kingdom was lying in a manger in Bethlehem. Jesus is alive. Caesar is not. Caesar has one palace left in the world. It's not in Rome, but in Vegas. It's glory, it's glitter, and it's funded by control-deluded suckers who have yet to learn the one rule that odds makers got from John Calvin. In the long run, you can't beat the house. The baby is enthroned in hearts and lives and houses of worship on every continent in the world. How did that come to pass? God was, is, and will always be in control. And that's how. He is the one that is still coming.
Oh, that's a good word for us, Pastor. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Absolutely. Father, we do pray this morning on this day after Easter that we remember how we got to this place and how we have come to love you and how you always loved us. We thank you, Father, that you are in control, not us. We thank you, Father, that you know what is best for us and do the very best for us. You love us and you have us in mind. Father, give us time and give us the heart to worship you today, to thank you for your creation, to thank you for your love, and to thank you most of all for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Gary Wackler joining us from Weston Church of Christ. And tell us about Weston Church of Christ.
Well, Weston Church of Christ is located in beautiful downtown Weston, Ohio at 13355 Center Street. And we are a group of people where we just have a wonderful time in the Lord. We have a family that is just the best in the world that I've ever had in any contact with. We're doing a lot of different things at the church, and we certainly welcome anyone to come. We have worship services on Sunday from 9:30, and we have studies at 11, and we have small groups through the week. We have men's and women's groups that are very active. We have a game night with all kinds of board games and air hockey and ping pong and movies and food, and it's all free. We have another group coming called The Sound. They have been here at our church before, and they're coming back. They're going to be in concert in the evening. That's a free concert. We'll take a love offering, but if you don't have money, that's fine. Just come anyway. It's Southern Gospel, and it's a genre, and we love to have these guys back every year. We've got a lot of things coming up just the next few weeks.
Very cool. If folks want to find out more information, how can they do so?
Well, they certainly can go to our webpage at westonchurchofchrist.org. They can go to our Facebook page, and they can even listen into sermons and lessons on that are done live every Sunday. And we just love to have them contact us. They can call my phone number, 336-280-5311. Yes, that is North Carolina, 336-280-5311. Or they can call the church at 419-669-3895.
Excellent. Pastor, thanks so much for being in this morning.
You're absolutely welcome.